We are up to Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, the halachas of Smichas Gula L'Tfila. We'll be doing that Simin as well as Simin Kuf Yud Beis. So we begin. Tzarech Lismoch Gula L'Tfila. You're supposed to make sure that the bracha of Gal Yisrael leads right on to Shmoneh Esrei. V'lo yafsik beinehem, and you do not separate between them, afilu ba'omein, achar Gal Yisrael, even by answering Omein after Gal Yisrael. V'lo b'shum pasik, and don't say any pasik, chutz mi Hashem svasai tiftach, other than Hashem svasai tiftach, which is the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. In Musaf and Mincha, where there is no Geula, we just start with Shmoneh Esrei, you can say whatever psukim you want before Hashem svasai tiftach. But once you say Hashem svasai tiftach, you've already begun your Shmoneh Esrei. Once Chazal make that part of Tefillah, it becomes part of Tefillah. Therefore, you can add psukim before Hashem svasai tiftach, but not after. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says that this hafsaka that the Mechaber was telling us not to make was not only with speech, but also hafsaka in time, just pausing. You should go straight from Gaal Yisrael and begin your Shmoneh Esrei. So we don't even answer Amen between the two. We do not say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. You do not answer to Kedusha. At Mariv, L'chatchila, one should also be Zohir, not to be Mafsik between Geula L'Tfila, not to answer Amen in between the two. Says the Ramah HaGav, V'yesh Omrim Shemuter Lanos Amen Al Gal Yisrael. The Amen on the Gal Yisrael is different, since that belongs there. It's an Amen on Geula. So the Yesh Omrim holds that one is to answer Amen to the Shatz's bracha of Gaal Yisrael. V'chei Noagin, says the Ramah, that is our minhag, that we answer Amen to Gaal Yisrael. That doesn't mean that you can be mafsa with anything else, so you can't answer Yesh Mei Rabbah, for example. And one doesn't answer Amen to his own Gaal Yisrael, only the Shatz. Says the Ramah now further, V'yesh omrim hodet tzarech lismach gula l'tfila. There are those who hold that the inyan of smichas gula l'tfila hainu davka b'chol of the yontif, that's only on chol or yontif, aval b'shabbos ein tzarech. But on Shabbos you do not have to. Pirish, the time of the be'inan l'mismach gula l'tfila d'chsiv yancha shem yom tzara, v'samach le yiru atzonim reifi. Because it says yiru l'ratzonim reifi, and right after that yancha shem yom tzara. So you see that right after Gula, David HaMelech puts in Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. V'Shabbos Lav Zman Tzara. Whereas Shabbos is not a Zman of Tzara. So the previous parak ended with Goali. This one starts with Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, Yutes and Chaf. Shabbos is not a Zman Tzara, therefore we don't have the Limud. Now what about Yontif? He said, "B'Shabbos ain't tzarech, but Chol and Yontif, you do have to be masmich gula l'tfila." So, what exactly is Yontif? So, the Ramah gives an explanation that v'lanias daiti nira the masha'en came be Yontif who mishum shem yemei hadin, because the yomim tovim are yemei hadin. We see that all of the different Yom Tovim are Yomei Adin. Memela, they are on a certain level, an Eis Tzara that you could daven. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Beis Yosef that the Pasuk is an Asmachta B'Alma. The real reason why we are Masma Geula Tefila is as a Mashal. When you say Geula, you're praising Hashem. It's like you knocked on the king's door. When he opens the door, you run away. So right after Gula, what you're supposed to do is have your tefillah. Therefore, the Mechaber holds that on Shabbos and Yontif, there still is an inyan of being masmich to Gula l'tefillah. Says the Ramah, v'tov la'achmir v'lo v'mokim shetzarech l'kach, that l'chatchila, you should really be machmir and not be masmich between Gula l'tefillah. But the halacha will be that you're allowed to answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah between Gula l'tefillah on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha brings down that there's one aspect of Gula L'Tfila that we're not makel with on Shabbos. Later we're going to learn that in Mariv we say that the Gula L'Tfila is not as chashuv, to the point that if you come into a shul and they just started Shmoneh Esrei of Mariv and you haven't said Shema yet, The halacha is that you should daven Maariv with them if you're not going to have another minyan, because tefillah b'tzibur by Maariv is more chashev than gula l'tefillah. Says the Beis Yosef that Shabbos Shachris we do not hold this way. That means Shachris and Mincha on Shabbos, if you come into shul and they're holding at Shmoneh Esrei, well, Shabbos, Shachris that is, you didn't say Shema yet and they're holding at Shmoneh Esrei, you do not go and daven Shmoneh Esrei with them without first saying Shema with Birkas Kriya Shema. Siv Beis, Hachazn Keshemaskel Yudches B'Kol Rom, Choz of Roma Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, the Shatz begins with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. In other words, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is part of the Nusach HaTfilah, even for Chazoris HaShatz. The Bir Halacha says that B'di'evet, if you left out Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, you do not have to daven over again, you were Yotzer, you're davening. The Mishtabur brings down that a Shliach Tzibur, first of all, he says Hashem Sfasai Tiftach B'lachash. Second of all, a Shliach Tzibur should not speak between his own silent Shmona Esra and the Chazoris HaShatz, unless it's the Dvar Mitzvah. But he shouldn't just stop and converse with somebody before he starts davening. Siv Gimel imat shalokar krishma matzat tzibur mispalim lo yispal limahim. This is the case we discussed before. You walk into shul for Shachris, you haven't yet said the Birkas Krishma, people are up to Shmona Esrei. You shouldn't daven with them. Elakora krishma v'charkach yispal, the misma gul l'tfila adif. It is more important to say Krishma and the Brachas before Shmona Esrei, so that your masmich gula l'tfila, than it is to daven b'tzibur. Now, this is only in Shachris. In Maariv, the Mishnah Berurah brings down tfila b'tzibur is more important than being masmich gula l'tfila, and therefore in Maariv, he paskins that you should first daven Shmona Esrei b'tzibur, obviously if you're not going to have another minyan, and then say Shema afterwards. Simin Kuf Yud Beis. Al Yishal Adam Tzrocha Begimel Rishonis V'lo Begimel Achronis. The first and last three brachas of Shmona Esrei are not made for putting personal requests into. The first three are Shevach. The last three are Shevach. Are thanking Hashem, their Hodoya. That's not a place to put in personal requests. Whereas the Dafka Tzorchei Yochid, Aval Tzorchei Tzibur Shori, Tzorchei Tzibur are permissible. Why are Tzorchei Tzibur permissible? Since these are brachas of praise and thanks, where do the Tzorchim of the Tzibur come in? The answer is that stating or making it obvious that the Tzibur is in need of Hashem's help for something is the greatest praise. The fact that we say that Klal Yisrael needs Hashem's help is praise, that we say Hashem is Mashkiach on us. Sif Beis, Ein Lomer Piyutim Velo Krovitz. The Mechaber holds that one should not say Piyutim or Krovitz, Yeshomim Shu Rashi Tevis, Pirish Krovitz Liotzer, Yeshomim Shu Rashi Tevis, Kalrino Yeshua Bialei Tzadikim, Betfila. Krovitz is what is said in the Tfilis Yotzer Or, and Piyutim are said in the Chazaras HaShatz. The Mechaber holds that you do not say them in the Shmona Esrei. Says the Ramah, Hagav Yesh Matir and Hol Vitzorche Rabim Heim, that there are those who are matir, they consider it Tzorche Rabim. V'chein Ogim B'chol Makom L'Omram, the Minig Ashkenaz is to say Piyutim. The Radva says, Ein L'Shanos, you should not go against the Psak of the Ramah. However, the Pri Chodesh says that you shouldn't miss Zman Krishma over it. Let's say the Tzibur is saying Piyutim in Birkas Krishma, and because of that, you realize the clock is ticking and they're going to miss Zman Krishma. You should speed up, skip the piyutim, make Zman Krishma, be yotzer yourself. Afterwards, you'll have to wait after Hashem Elokeich and Emes, and you should not be mafsik at that point. So the halacha is that you're not supposed to be porish menat tzibur, you're supposed to say the piyutim with the tzibur, unless the tzibur is going to miss Zman Krishma over it.